Featuring the new 2025 Forester, with an updated exterior design and an 11.6-inch Starlink multimedia interface. Learn more at Subaru.com. This is NPR.
From the University of Kansas, this is Kansas Public Radio, your place for NPR News.
Support for KPR comes from the University of Kansas, transforming students and society through academics, discovery, service, and spirit. Information about the possibilities of a KU education is online at ku.edu.
85 degrees in Lawrence, 87 in Manhattan. It is 6:06.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 96.1 FM in Lawrence, and many other frequencies all around the state. Thank you so much for listening. You can always tune in online at kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from the Midwest Trust Center of Johnson County Community College, featuring the Opus 76 Quartet, Christmas with the Celts, and more this season. Single tickets available at jccc.edu/Midwest Trust Center.
Stay tuned. Another 40 minutes of All Things Considered yet to come. We will have news headlines at 6:30. Before we get to 7 o'clock, an overview of the life and career of the great character actor James Earl Jones, who has died at the age of 93. We are down to the final six new or upgrading sustainers to unlock a large gift to KPR. Six more before the end of the day. It'd be wonderful to reach it before the end of All Things Considered. Many thanks to Frey Titania of Kansas City, and also to an anonymous donor from Wichita. Thank you so much for listening. Thank you for your gift. Thanks for being part of the KPR sustaining community. Clear skies in the forecast tonight with a low in the lower 50s. Tomorrow, sunshine with a high in the upper 80s. Lows in the upper 50s. Tomorrow night's going to continue like that all the way through to Sunday. We do not have rain in our forecast until at least Sunday evening. Of course, all that could change with the arrival of Francine on the Gulf of Mexico coast, depending on how it travels up the continent. But as for right now, no rain in the forecast at all. It's 6:20.
Support for NPR. This is NPR News.
On the morning of a big debate, we talk with a former world leader who's been in a few.
Democracy isn't actually about finding out what the people want and just trying to do it.
Former British Prime Minister Tony Blair says it's also about persuasion. So how would he handle our debate over immigration? Tomorrow on Morning Edition from NPR News.
Join us tomorrow morning beginning at 5 o'clock on your KPR stations for Morning Edition. Jay Schaefer will be your local host. And a quick reminder, the ABC presidential debate simulcast by NPR will be available to you at 8 o'clock tomorrow night on your KPR One stations.
Support for KPR comes from Stoneback Appliance, 9th and Iowa in Lawrence. Locally owned and operated with over 50 years of sales and repairs. We've got your back at StonebackAppliance.com.
News headlines coming up next. You can always make a pledge of support to KPR by visiting KansasPublicRadio.org. It's 6:30.
On Wall Street today, stocks finished higher across the board. The Dow gained 484 points. You're listening to NPR News.
For Kansas Public Radio News, I'm Laura Lorson with your regional headlines. Kansas lawmakers today advanced Democratic Governor Laura Kelly's appointee for a new position called the Child Advocate. Carrie Lonard has been the acting child advocate since 2021, when the position was first being developed. Prior to that, she worked as a family law attorney with the nonprofit Kansas Legal Services for 14 years. She also has experience in school social work and the foster care system. system.
I believe that my professional training and experience combined with my passion and dedication makes me an ideal candidate for this position.
The child advocate investigates complaints of abuse or neglect toward children in state custody. Supporters say the new role promotes transparency over how the state handles children in its care. Lonard will serve a 4-year term if her appointment is confirmed by the full Kansas Senate. A new report finds that Kansans who live in areas with higher concentrations of nurses are healthier and live longer than those living in areas with nursing shortages. That analysis comes from the Kansas Nursing Workforce Center based at the KU School of Nursing. It formed last year to help address a shortage of nurses in the state. Amy Garcia directs that center. She says the shortage is particularly acute in much of rural Kansas.
So nurses are the backbone of care. And where we don't have enough nurses, either by number or by specialty, we've got a problem in delivering care, and that shows in the outcomes.
The report also identified chronic shortages of nurses working in long-term care and maternity care. Garcia says she hopes the data can help institutions and policymakers better target the nursing shortage. Kansas has also been dealing with a shortage of referees for high school sports for several years, and the situation does not seem to be improving. KSNW-TV reports that schools across the state are having to pivot their games from Friday Night Lights to Thursday Night Lights due to the shortage. According to officials with the Kansas State High School Activities Association, the problem has continued to get worse for both rural and urban schools. Anyone who would like to learn how to become a high school sports official can contact the KSHSAA. Clear skies tonight with a low in the lower 50s. Sunshine tomorrow with a high in the upper 80s. This is KPR.
Support for NPR comes from the state.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.
Hey, it's A. Martinez. Research shows that keeping up with news helps people engage more knowledgeably in public life. And you know that Morning Edition from NPR News is a news show that covers all aspects of public life, from politics to business to culture and entertainment. Knowledge that might be even more useful in, oh, say, an election year? Engage with Morning Edition every weekday.
You can do that by tuning in to your KPR stations 5 to 9 a.m. Monday through Friday, tomorrow being Tuesday. That qualifies. Morning Edition, 5 to 9 a.m. tomorrow. Your local host is Jay Schaefer. From the University of Kansas, this is Kansas Public Radio. 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 99.5 FM in Manhattan, and lots of other frequencies as well. Always available online at kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from the University of Kansas, transforming students and society through academics, discovery, service, and spirit. Information about the possibilities of a KU education is online at ku.edu.
You may have heard throughout the day that if we could reach 72 new or upgrading sustainer members, KPR will receive $10,000 from a very generous donor. We're now down to needing just five. You and four other folks got an anonymous pledge from a listener in Junction City, Kansas, who says, "You are my favorite station." Well, you are my favorite person in Junction City, Kansas, is what I'm going to say. Thank you so much to this anonymous new member. You can join them anytime at kansaspublicradio.org. Point, click, become a member, or give us a call at 888-577-5268. Just you and four others left to go.
This is All Things.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.
Support for NPR comes from the station and from the NPR Wine Club, bringing people wines inspired by NPR shows. Whether purchasing a few bottles or joining the club, every purchase supports NPR. Available to adults 21 or older. NPRWineClub.org. From Progressive Insurance with Snapshot, a personalized program that bases rates on safe driving habits at Progressive.com. Not available in California or from all agents. From USPS, dedicated to providing businesses with shipping options, working to help businesses avoid shipping challenges with USPS Ground Advantage. Learn more at usps.com/advantage. And from listeners like you who donate to this NPR station.
Brat summer might be over, but at Morning Edition from NPR News, we're always here to help you understand the vibe of the season. Oh, and the news, too. Join us every weekday.
Join us 5 to 9 a.m. tomorrow on your KPR stations for Morning Edition. Jay Schaefer will be your local host. We're live. We're local. We are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KAND and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3. KANQ Chanute 90.3. Listen on the web at kansaspublicradio.org or tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from the Dole Institute of Politics, hosting former Congressman Luke Messer and Sherry Bustos for their series Congress in the 21st Century, Wednesday, September 18th, 4 p.m. More at doleinstitute.org.
Stay with us. Coming up next, news headlines, followed by Stardate, then 2 hours of classical music with Destiny. We are just 5 callers away, 5 new members or upgrading sustaining members from earning KPR an additional $10,000. Get us to our goal faster. We will wrap up fundraising faster. We'd love to have you as a member of the KPR family. Pledge now at kansaspublicradio.org or you can give us a call at 888-577-5268.
Support for KPR comes from the Lawrence Farmers Market, accepting credit, debit, or SNAP cards in exchange for tokens. Multiple double-up programs available to match SNAP dollars. Learn more at the Market Info Booth, Saturday mornings at 824 New Hampshire.
It's 7:01.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Janine Herbst. Jury selection started today in Memphis in a high-profile police brutality trial. NPR's Debbie Elliott reports 3 former officers face federal civil rights charges in the beating death of Tyree Nichols after a traffic stop in 2023.
3 fired police detectives, Justin Smith, Tadarius Bean, and Demetrius Haley, are accused of excessive use of force, willful failure to intervene, and deliberate indifference. They're also charged with conspiring to cover up their assault of Tyree Nichols. The beating was recorded on body cam and surveillance video. One challenge in picking a jury for the trial is that many people saw the video. Federal Judge Mark Norris has been asking potential jurors whether they can set aside any opinions formed outside the courtroom. One man summoned for duty admitted that it would be hard to unsee what he'd witnessed in the footage from the scene. Debbie Elliott, NPR News, Memphis.
Congress was back in session today and topping their to-do list, averting a partial government shutdown in a couple of weeks. They have a September 30th deadline to pass a short-term spending bill to keep the government open. Meanwhile, House Democratic leader Hakeem Jeffries rejected a proposal from Speaker Mike Johnson linking continued government funding for 6 months with a measure to require proof of citizenship when registering to vote. President Biden celebrated the Americans with Disability Act in remarks at the White House, touting the economic and job opportunities created under his administration. NPR's Deepa Shivaram has more.
Biden co-sponsored the Rehabilitation Act in 1973, which was the first civil rights act to address people with disabilities. About 20 years later, the landmark Americans with Disabilities Act was passed.
But for more than 61 million Americans living with disabilities, these laws are a source of opportunity, respect, and pride and dignity now.
Biden said he and Harris were able to make progress in their, quote, short term. But he added that he hopes Harris will have a long term. Deepa Shivaram, NPR News, The White House.
Disgraced movie producer Harvey Weinstein had emergency heart surgery today. Charles Lane from member station WNYC has more.
According to his lawyer, prison consultant, and publicist, Weinstein was rushed from his cell on Rikers Island to a Manhattan hospital Sunday night. They said the 72-year-old suffers from a plethora of health issues that require ongoing treatment. His representatives praised jail staff for their quick response. Weinstein was convicted of sexual assault in New York and California. His 23-year prison sentence in New York was recently overturned, where a retrial is slated for November. For NPR News, I'm Charles Lane in New York.
U.S. futures contracts are trading higher at this hour. You're listening to NPR News.
Support for NPR comes from the law firm Cooley LLP, with offices in the U.S., Europe, and Asia. Cooley advises entrepreneurs, investors, financial institutions, and established companies around the world, where innovation meets the law. We are Kansas Public Radio.
Stardate September 9th. Antares is a big loser. The star has lost enough gas to make one or more stars as massive as the sun, and it's destined to lose a lot more. It'll explode as a supernova, blasting its outer layers into space. That could expel enough material to make 10 suns or more. Antares is a supergiant, one of the bigger, brighter stars in the entire Milky Way galaxy. If it took the sun's place in our own solar system, it would gobble up the four innermost planets, including Earth. The star is so big because it's heavy, probably a dozen times the mass of the sun or more. That makes its core extremely hot. Radiation from the core pushes on the surrounding layers, inflating the star. And much of the gas at its surface just keeps on expanding. It escapes from Antares and flows out into space. Even though Antares is less than 1% the age of the sun, its time is about up. Within the next million years or so, the nuclear reactions in its core will shut down. The core will collapse while its outer layers explode. The core probably will become a neutron star, a super-dense ball only a few miles across. But it's possible that it could collapse even more, becoming a black hole. More about that tomorrow. Look for Antares near the moon the next couple of evenings. Tonight, it's close to the upper left of the moon at nightfall. It'll be about the same distance to the right of the moon tomorrow night. You can find out how to subscribe to our daily program at stardate.org. For the McDonald Observatory, I'm Billy Henry.
Happy Monday. Here on KPR, we just celebrated Monday, if you can do such a thing, with a mazurka by Josef Lanner and the Johann Strauss Ensemble. A dear listener, Jan, suggested Mazurka Monday in addition to her Tarantella Tuesday. So you know how much I love my listeners. I hope you liked that. It was very fun. I am in a mood because I have a cold, and you can probably tell a little bit by my voice. It's the longest cold ever. I got it last week, and it didn't affect my voice last week, but this week it's affecting it. So being in a mood, I thought I would play for you four Norwegian moods because, well, I'm also Norwegian. That's at around 7:20, and it's by Stravinsky. Yes, Stravinsky. It's going to be very fun. But right now, it's Monday, and we all need a little peace. So guess what we're going to listen to? Venus, the bringer of peace from the planets. Let's enjoy this right now on KPR by Holst. Venus, the bringer of peace, with Leonard Bernstein in the New York Philharmonic. Are you feeling the peace? Here on KPR, hosts Planets Venus, the bringer of peace, with Leonard Bernstein and the New York Phil. Your dear old host, Destiny, was just looking for some peace on this Monday, because it's Monday, and I shouldn't talk about myself in the third person. That's strange. I'm a little moody, so we've got some moods coming up. At around 7:30, I have something extremely moody, but I think it captures all of the human emotions, so it'll be a good listen for us. It's the brilliant piano trio by Ravel. You can definitely feel all your feels with that one, as I like to say. Another place to feel all your feels. Oh boy, tomorrow night, it's the debate. Woohoo! Former President Trump and Vice President Harris will meet in Philadelphia for their first presidential debate tomorrow night. And we are airing it here on KPR at 8 p.m. It's the second presidential debate of this election season, taking place in a dramatically different race for the White House. KPR and National Public Radio will bring you live coverage of the debate again tomorrow night, right after my 7 p.m. hour. I know you'll miss my hour, but these things are important. Okay, this moody Norwegian is going to play for you Four Norwegian Moods by Stravinsky. They're actually rather fun. It's with Ricardo Chailly and the Cleveland Orchestra. I hope you like it on KPR. Aha! That ending sounded not like an ending here on KPR. Stravinsky's Four Norwegian Moods. I guess with the Norwegians, you are always left wondering what they're thinking. I'm Norwegian, partially, so I can say that. That was with Ricardo Chailly and the Cleveland Orchestra. I hope you liked it. I have got a lovely piano trio coming right up, but I've got to thank one of our great sponsors here on KPR. It's KU Theater and Dance, featuring KU students in musicals, comedy, contemporary drama, and dance staged at Murphy Hall. Season lineup and tickets at kutheaterlawrence.com. Oh, and I can't forget the Green Lady Lounge. They offer live Kansas City jazz 365 days a year till 3 a.m. Holy moly. Green Lady Lounge is located at 1809 Grand Boulevard, Kansas City. And info, visit greenladylounge.com. All right, now for a piano trio that is lush, is gorgeous, is dramatic, every single adjective I could possibly think of. You know, a fun exercise might be to write down adjectives while you're listening to this, because Ravel evokes many. His piano trio with the Beaux-Arts Trio here on KPR. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
the Beaux-Arts Trio performing for us, Ravel's Piano Trio, right here on KPR. Wow, what a way to end our Monday together. It's amazing, all of the emotions and adjectives, actually, that I thought of while I was listening. Did you come up with any? Music is always fun. I'm pretty sure music can save the world. Yep, that's my new motto here on KPR. Save the world by listening to classical music. Keep listening, because Classics Live is up next, and then I'll be back tomorrow with music for you right here on Kansas Public Radio.
Former President Trump and Vice President Harris will meet in Philadelphia for their first presidential debate. It's the second presidential debate of this election season, taking place in a dramatically reconfigured race for the White House. I'm Mary Louise Kelly. Join me for live special coverage of the ABC News presidential debate simulcast from NPR News.
The presidential debate is airing here on KPR tomorrow at 8 p.m. Central. It's Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, where KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg, Junction City, and KANQ Chanute. Listen online at kansaspublicradio.org or tell your smart speakers to play Kansas Public Radio.
Welcome to the Midwest Trust Center for the Performing Arts at Johnson County Community College. I'm Cordelia Brown, and this is a Rule Joyce recital with new music for you from three members of Kansas City's New Ear Contemporary Chamber Music Ensemble. They'll end with what they call some twisted carnival music, but first they begin with Silver Dagger, written by 1969-born Chicago-based American composer Stacy Guerra.
We want to thank you so much for coming today. So we're three musicians of New Ear, and usually our group is a little bit bigger. We're usually closer to seven people in our ensemble. But New Ear is a group that's been around in Kansas City for 30 years. We're celebrating our 30th year this season. The first piece was written by a contemporary composer named Stacy Garup, and Christina is going to tell us a little bit about her.
Okay, thank you so much. Yes, Stacy Garup is a freelance composer that is based out of Chicago, and we think that that's really awesome that she can totally make her living 100% off of composing. And that particular piece, she took inspiration from hearing an Appalachian folk tune, and so there's like three different parts of that that she uses that sort of interweave throughout the work. And then the next piece that Charles and I are going to play for you is very new. It was written about 3 years ago by a Chinese composer, Jin Ta, who is principal flute of the Singapore Symphony and also is a very fine self-taught composer. And this is his second sonata for flute and piano. And it harkens back to his roots where he came from in China. So I hope you enjoy. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, next I'll be playing an etude by French-Canadian pianist Marc-André Amelin. Composer, pianist, is very well known in my world, in the classical piano world, but not maybe so well known outside of that, which is kind of a shame. He's a great, wonderful pianist and an excellent composer, and this is from a set of 12 etudes in all of the minor keys. The title of the piece does mean grotesque toccata, and so you'll hear some rather unusual things, let's say. It's a wild piece, to say so is kind of an understatement, but it's a very wild piece. What can only be described as a demented fantasy on Twinkle Twinkle Little Star. Oh, and one other thing before I forget, the piece is loosely, very loosely based on a piece from way back, I think in the 19th century, by Louis Moreau Gottschalk, called The Banjo, which, Hamelin kind of took that idea and transformed it into this piece. But the first half of the piece, before the Twinkle Twinkle Little Star, should sound more or less like a crazy banjo duel. So that's kind of the spirit of the piece. I hope you enjoy.
Thank you.
know how we're going to follow that. When we were designing this program, we really wanted to include a piece by Chen Yi. And Chen Yi is an amazing composer. She's got an amazing story. She started out on a work camp in China, pushing up rocks up a mountain. And somehow she made her way to the Beijing National Conservatory, where she was the first woman to earn a master's degree from there. Made her way to New York City, got a doctoral degree from Columbia University, and since 1998 has been a professor of composition at UMKC right here in Kansas City. Besides that, she's just got the most joyful spirit, which you will not hear in this piece. So, but she's got this radiant, effervescent spirit. This piece, called Night Thoughts, is a piece that she wrote after a famous poet, Chinese poet Li Po of the Tang Dynasty. On couch, bright moon shone, thought frost on ground foamed, raised head facing bright moon, lowered head dreaming of home. This is Night Thoughts. Thank you.
So the next two pieces that I'm playing are also etudes. In fact, the one that I'm going to play later on at the end of the program is also an etude. But these are kind of interesting. They're by a Ukrainian composer, Nikolai Kapustin, who is quite an interesting figure. Unfortunately, he passed away from COVID in 2020. These are hopefully fun pieces, but you'll hear some of that kind of big band influence in them, so I hope you enjoy. There are two. There's the prelude, and then I'll just pause momentarily. Feel free to applaud if you feel so moved, but then I'll go into the toccatina, which just means little toccata. So I had the grotesque toccata, now I've got the little toccata, so I don't know. One of these days I'll play an actual toccata. Thank you.
even know that composer existed until Charles told us. So fun. So the next piece we're going to play is by a young Indian-American composer named Asha Srivastava. She used to live here in Kansas City. She's a friend of mine. We actually went to Thailand together with this piece that you're about to hear and rode elephants, and she won this composition with this piece. The title, Divarag, it's a made-up Sanskrit word. The dvi means two, and rag means melodic mode. So we hope you enjoy it. This is one of our favorites. And again, thank you for being here.
Thank you.
more by Marc-André Amelon. This one is based on an ancient Italian folk song known as La Campanella, the Little Bell. And it goes something like this. And it's a very well-known melody in Italy, so I'm led to believe. One thing that kind of stands out about the etude is that Liszt always goes back to this D sharp at the top of the piano. So there's always that high note that becomes persistent and to the point of maybe being a little annoying after a while. And so Marc-André Amelon kind of latches on to certain things like that, and let's say he's a little bit more sarcastic with his treatment of the theme, and but he his goal here is to sort of update that classic kind of cliched piece to the modern age, and by introducing some dissonances and some interesting rhythmic ideas, and kind of poking fun, particularly at Liszt, who was sort of known for getting a little carried away with his virtuoso display, so you'll see some of that as well. But ultimately, I think this piece is just very funny, and I hope you think so too. Thank you. I forgot to mention one thing. This is also my cardio for the day. Thank you.
Again, we are part of a larger ensemble, usually seven of us, but it's much like this concert where you'll get a little bit of this, a little bit of that. I like to say in new music, if you don't like something, wait 5 minutes and see what happens next. So with that, we've got one more piece. It's very different. Think kind of like twisted carnival piece. And Christina's going to talk about that.
So Martinu was a Czech composer, and he wrote this trio that is just, yeah, we love it, and twisted carnival music. A little anecdote, Martinu grew up in a bell tower, so there's always kind of like noisy gong kind of sound. Like, he wrote a flute sonata that has that kind of sound, ringing sounds in it. So hope you enjoy. Thank you again. You've been a wonderful audience.
Thank you.
ending with the first movement of Martinu's Twisted Carnival Music, or otherwise known as Bohuslav Martinu's Trio for Flute, Cello, and Piano, with three members of the New Ear Contemporary Music Ensemble of Kansas City, cellist Sasha Groshang, flutist Christina Webster, and pianist Charles Dickinson. Every fall and spring since 1989, Johnson County Community College holds the Rural Joyce Recital Series, offered as a free event for the public. The series brings together local classical musicians from the Kansas City metro area for a low-key performance. The series was created to honor Rural Joyce, remembered by many as a talented classical musician and head of the local musicians' federation from 1977 until his death in 1989. Thanks for joining us for Classics Live from Kansas Public Radio. Our engineer, Chuck Smith, recorded this Rural Joyce recital, and I'm Cordelia Brown. Broadcasts of Classics Live are a production of Kansas Public Radio. Support for Classics Live on KPR comes from Topeka Zoo's Brew at the Zoo on Saturday, featuring beer tastings, live music, games, food trucks, and animal encounters, all supporting the zoo's conservation initiatives. Tickets at topekazoo.org. And from Theater Lawrence, throwing the switch and bringing musical comedy to life with Young Frankenstein, based on the classic Mel Brooks film. Friday, September 20th through Sunday, September 29th. Tickets at theaterlawrence.com. From the University of Kansas, we're Kansas Public Radio. You can hear us through KANU and KANU HD1, serving Lawrence through 91.5 FM. Plus, there's KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, 89.7. KANV and KANV HD1, Olsburg, Junction City, 91.3, and KANQ Chanute, 90.3, KPR.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Janine Herbst. The Justice Department has announced charges against two alleged leaders of a white supremacist terrorist group. NPR's Ryan Lucas reports they were arrested on Friday.
Court papers identified the defendants as 34-year-old Dallas Humber of Elk Grove, California, and 37-year-old Matthew Allison of Boise, Idaho. The two are allegedly the leaders of the Terrorgram Collective, which prosecutors say is a network of channels and group chats on the social media platform Telegram. The group promotes white supremacy, violence, and the rise of a white ethnostate. According to the indictment, Humber and Allison created a hit list of high-value targets, including a U.S. senator and a federal judge. The defendants face 15 counts, including conspiracy, soliciting hate crimes, and soliciting the murder of federal officials. If convicted, they each face a maximum of 220 years in prison. Ryan Lucas, NPR News, Washington.
The future of the U.S. economy is at stake in the November presidential election. As NPR's Maria Aspin reports, voters will be listening closely to tomorrow's debate between Vice President Harris and former President Trump.
Taxes, jobs, inflation, and interest rates are just some of the economic issues weighing on voters' minds this fall. And the health of the U.S. economy will be subject to interpretation on Tuesday when the two presidential candidates meet for the first time ever for their first and only scheduled debate. Then, inflation-weary voters will get an important update on Wednesday when the Labor Department releases its monthly Consumer Price Index. Economists expect the report to show that inflation continued to soften in August. The Federal Reserve will also be watching the latest inflation data after a mixed August jobs report. The Fed is now weighing how aggressively to cut interest rates later this month. Maria Aspin, NPR News, New York.
The railroad company Norfolk Southern says it's investigating allegations of potential misconduct by the company's CEO. As NPR's Camila Domonoske reports, the news comes after a report by CNBC.
Norfolk Southern has been under scrutiny since a train derailment released toxic chemicals in East Palestine, Ohio last year. Alan Shaw, the CEO since 2022, has held on to his role despite an activist investor's attempt to oust him. CNBC, citing anonymous sources, reported that Shaw was being investigated for an alleged, quote, inappropriate workplace relationship. The company did not confirm the nature of allegations, but did say it's brought in an outside law firm to conduct an independent investigation into potential conduct by Shaw that violates company ethics. Camila Domonoske, NPR News.
U.S. futures contracts are trading flat after closing much higher by the bell today. The Dow up 484 points, the Nasdaq up 193. This is NPR News.
Stardate September 7th. Charles Messier was a comet hunter, but he kept coming across annoying objects that resembled comets, so he compiled a catalog of them to keep both himself and others from wasting time. More than 100 in all. And 250 years ago tonight, while studying a comet in Cassiopeia, he discovered object number 52, a star cluster that's thousands of light years from Earth. Astronomers have been studying Messier 52 ever since then, yet they still don't know all of its details. That includes its precise distance. Measurements made in recent years have ranged from less than 5,000 light-years to more than 6,000. And without knowing the cluster's distance, it's hard to nail down its other characteristics. Its age, for example, could range from 120 million to 160 million years. A study a few years ago counted 369 stars in the cluster, although the total's probably much higher. Many of the stars are crowded in its middle, but some of them are dozens of light years from there. At the cluster's edge, stars can be pulled away by the gravity of the rest of the galaxy, reducing the size of this family of stars. M52 is well up in the northeast at nightfall. It's above the sideways letter W formed by some of Cassiopeia's brighter stars. The cluster is too faint to see with the eye alone, but it's an easy target for binoculars. Tomorrow, a ruby jewel atop a stellar diamond. For the University of Texas at Austin McDonald Observatory, I'm Billy Henry.
We hope that you are enjoying the jazz on this public radio station. Thank you for your support.
classic thing. It's called Dance of the Infidels, Charlie Hayden Quartet. Charlie Hayden Quartet West. And it is from the album Haunted Heart. It's on the Verve label. And before that, Milt Jackson, Wes Montgomery, and their version of SKJ. It's from the Keep News Collection sampler, and a lot of nice things on here, too. It's on the Riverside label. I'm Tony Mowat. My pleasure, my friends, to share this jazz with you. Up next is Steve Davis, and I like this interpretation. It features Hank Jones on piano, Steve Nelson, Pittsburgher, playing vibes, Roy Hargrove on trumpet, and, of course, Steve Davis playing trombone. This is Have You Met Miss Jones? Thank you.